today doesn't suck.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday
to Kenny. Happy birthday to you.
Now, here are your bad radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Texas tickets only at 214-696-8001. By the way, I would like to remind you that it's wonderful weather for a Cowboy game. And great deals on tickets at Texas Tickets for tonight's game. If you call now, 214-696-8001, and tell them the Hammer sent you. All right? There you go. Here's Dan.
Thanks, Bob. Today is August 30th. The Hardline is in studio and ready for Ranger Talk.
Right here. Right here, buddy.
What's up? Happy Monday.
And happy Monday to you too, Dan.
Thanks, man.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
You going to keep that drop? Is that going to survive the cut?
I don't know. It's only about 4 seconds.
Let me tell you something.
I think they're more worried about the long interviews in there.
We had a pretty big stack there. I think we managed to...
I was surprised to see you at the optional meeting, Grego. Usually if there's an optional meeting, it means...
Grego's usually there.
When have I ever missed an optional meeting?
Grego's got a good...
I never see Grego there.
I don't want to do that.
Now, that other guy over there. Not sure about his commitment to the optional meeting.
Michael?
It's minimal.
All right, two big things happen on this day in history. Which one is bigger?
Big Mac.
So today is August 30th. On this day in 1987, Gino Petralli tied the Major League record by allowing 6 pass balls.
Chuck Huff.
Wow.
That's a lot of balls.
Charlie Huff was on the mound. So excuse it a little bit?
Where was that?
87.
Then you wait till it stops rolling and you pick it up.
Now that's Charity Challenge 1.
And that was Bob.
On the ticket?
And also on this day, so what was bigger, that? Or on the same day 10 years later, when Princess Di, her boyfriend Dodi Fayed, and their driver Henri Paul died in a car crash in a Paris traffic tunnel.
Danny Paul's dead?
That's Henri.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or Henry.
Uh-huh.
Or that stopped down the Sturm house.
If he is, we have an opening for a producer. You interested?
Sure. Call me.
Wouldn't you have to meet him then? And wouldn't that ruin the magic?
I'll do it with a bag on my head.
The unknown producer.
That's the way we prefer it, dude.
I'll bet.
Was that a big night in the Sturm house?
I can't tell you what.
I was at a, what do you call it, a wedding post party, whatever that is.
Post game show?
You like the reception post-game show.
You weren't watching Saturday Night Live when they interrupted it with the announcement?
Where everybody went to a bar. We were at this bar after this wedding. So this chick's there in her wedding dress thinking that she should be the story of the night. And then everybody's just watching the TV. And
you know what, Tom? I was watching Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing, and I thought it was a bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
What a genius bit it was.
It was a Saturday night. Well... Obviously, it was Saturday night if you were watching Saturday Night Live. And I was at a bar.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corby.
I was in Deep Ellum with my girlfriend at the time. And
who was that?
Now, was that the one that...
Is that the one that stunk?
You getting a little bit of this, huh?
That you had to break up with?
No.
Did you have to get the Febreze out on her?
No. You know what?
What'd you do that night?
What? It's not a legitimate question anymore. If every time I mention a girl... You mentioned, is that the one that stunk?
Did you have the Febreze her?
I never even said that.
That is not a legitimate question.
I never even said that I had a girlfriend that stunk.
She didn't just stink, though.
All right, who here has heard him tell that story before?
I've never told it.
I heard it last week.
Anyway, no, you didn't.
Cobra!
So they break in the bars.
You know, Dave's having a big day today.
Boy, Dave is back.
He is.
Back the bar again. That we're at, the, what's that real thin bar? thin room. The thin room.
Mix.
You know where the thin room is down in Deep Ellum, or used to be? Next to Dada?
Oh, yeah. I saw it the other night.
Yeah.
Is that the thin bar?
Shut up. So we were out there, you know, just doing our thing. There's about 7 or 8 of us at this table. And this news breaks. And so, you know, we're like, oh, Princess Di died. Oh, wow. Well, anyway, so, and we get back to whatever story we're telling. Well, the girls are freaking out. How can you even talk about the Cowboys at a time like this? Like, that was the biggest...
Tart spore.
Girls are real weird about Princess Di, man.
About royalty.
They got up at 4 in the morning to watch her get married.
Well, why'd you flip out about Payne Stewart?
Yeah.
Spore.
He didn't. He was laughing about it off the air.
I don't care about that guy. Kidding me?
Well, let me tell you.
Don't bring it up.
When we went to London... She would fight through the occasional soccer game if I would fight through the Lady Di tour.
Did you have to drive through the tunnel going 80?
No, I was in France, you idiot.
Oh.
But,
Was it?
But at,
unfortunately, I got out of the Lady Di tour. I don't know how.
Really?
In fact, the Lady Di tour, as far as I know, was not even an option.
Well, at Kensington Palace, there were like...
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we lost nothing more than another fish and chips waitress that day.
Is it that the dream is...
Oh, vinegar.
Is it the dream is to do nothing and marry some rich guy, even if he's ugly? Thing. Is that why every girl
her
loves Lady Di?
Yes. Her parents were stinking rich and just borderline royalty as it was. It wasn't like some urchin, you know, grew up and married the prince. I mean, she was basically royalty as it was.
She was a fish and chips waitress. No.
You know who women should worship right now and cry over and wake up? No, not Fergie.
She was a whore.
Paul McCartney's wife.
The now, one with one leg?
You talk about coming from zero. She was living on the streets of Paris, and she realized she had rock bottom when she was sleeping in an alleyway, and she woke up to a bum urinating on her.
Like Steve Martin in The Jerk?
Oh, which one of us has
yes.
that?
And do you think at that point, when urine is just dousing her...
That was wicked, man.
I don't have an MPEG of it, no.
You can save that one.
Do you think that she was thinking to herself, well, you know what, maybe I'll marry a beetle and get out of all this someday.
That's true.
She's gone farther than any human being ever in the history of ever.
That's true.
Larry Flint?
But could you get interested in a girl if you knew that about her?
That she got peed on?
By a bum?
Right.
Yeah.
Then you're like, willing to repeat this.
Right. Maybe she likes it.
That's sick.
Come on, dude.
What? That's not where Paul McCartney met her, is it?
This is the day Diana died.
Is that how he met?
Yeah, they met at a urine festival.
Did you ever see the video, girls that look like fire hydrants?
What?
Gone wild?
Right.
Girls
fire hydrants
look like
gone wild.
Four.
Fire hydrants gone wild.
Part four.
Elsewhere, we had an emailer from Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa.
Hey there.
Now, he had some opinions on the Olympics and the basketball game not being shown live here, but they were being shown live in Ottawa.
Or they didn't even care.
And he added on to his email, if you can, say what's up to two of my bros, Ali and Zahid. This is from Syed. So I thought, sure, why not? If your name is Syed and you want a shout-out to Ali and Zahid,
you
get
it, man.
You don't want to deny that?
We'll do that all the time. We'll give shout-outs to any third worlder.
Go Box Cutters.
In today's birthdays...
I think that's their high school nickname, the Box Cutters.
Angelo Dundee Jr. Well, is 83.
This is far and away the most abrasive 2 minutes this week.
Whatever.
Tug McGraw is 60.
No, he's not
he's
either.
Dead.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah,
he passed
right.
away.
He's dead, McGraw.
Better check that.
That's not funny, line poor guy.
Tom is going to pretend that he's a Philly fan now, even though he's from Delaware.
I believe we established I am a Phillies fan.
And be upset somehow that Tug McGraw died.
Who was Bobby Wine?
No, he's an old Philly.
After he's done typing out his letter to Tim Kalashaw on how the Eagles are better than the Cowboys this year.
God, I heard him getting mad at y'all.
Dear
well,
Tim.
19 million under the cap this year.
I am not a weenie.
They're so far under the cap, they're awesome.
Well,
I am
years.
Not a weenie.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles.
That's right.
Who was Clay Dalrymple?
Doesn't it seem like we already had enough reasons
Clay Dalrymple
to root against
the fan you are.
The cap is so low, they'll never go over the cap.
Robert Parrish is 51.
Chief.
Look at that. There's a top tenner up there.
He smoked a peach pipe too, Dan.
So yeah, Corby, you know about Robert Parrish?
Tie stick. Yeah.
He's one of the few NBA players who have dabbled in pot.
Right, I know.
Marijuana.
Right.
The sticky icky.
Yes, one of very few. For some reason, NBA players seem to turn away from that sort of thing.
Andy Roddick is 22.
Roddick.
We met him. Didn't you play tennis against him?
Yeah, with him. Sorry, with him. He was a doubles partner of mine at Wimbledon and the Australian in 02, I guess.
All right.
Lewis Black is 56.
And funny.
Former hardline guest.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
When?
He came out to the...
A couple years ago.
Came out to a road show.
He did?
Yes.
Why, he was at improv or something?
Yes.
He's funny.
Yes.
He is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Back in Black, of course, on The Daily Show.
Right.
He's black.
And he's white. Michael Chiklis is 41.
Little overrated.
Detective Big Mackey is...
Hi, this is Michael Chiklis, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310.
Blah, blah,
ticket.
Blah.
You kind of got lucky with one show.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah.
Failed at others.
Dikembe?
He takes himself a little too serious.
Yeah.
Him and his whole acting thing.
They all do.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Dikembe?
He acts like it's a profession.
A craft.
Retard.
Oh.
You guys trying to diss
a friend of the show.
Crush or what?
Robert Crumb is 61.
Reiner?
No idea.
You don't know who he is?
Furry Freak Brothers.
Robert R. Crumb?
Yeah, R. Crumb.
The cartoonist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's greatness. You ever watch that?
I thought his name was Richard.
Documentary I gave you?
It's still somewhere.
Dude, put it on top.
What is it?
You're going to love it.
What was it?
It's unbelievable. There's a documentary on him.
Yeah, what was it called?
Crumb.
Yeah, just Crumb.
Oh.
It's great. You ever watch it?
No, I've never seen it.
And Small Town Ecstasy.
But didn't they have another movie about him?
I don't know. But that documentary is absolute gold.
Am I thinking about what?
American Splendor?
Inside Crumb. I think I am.
Are you thinking of Real Sex 24?
Craig goes on the loose.
Now, why don't you watch it? See, you would be better served watching that than another Dennis Leary fireman show.
R. Crumb did some of the artwork for American Splendor.
We still haven't got any Prego's videos up here, have we?
You need some?
So no one's brought you a Prego video?
No.
You mean to see
that? Come on, dude, Bob. You're the only one equipped to do that right now.
Why don't you guys both...
All right.
Come on.
Bob, let's go.
You guys need to both bring up your birth videos that you taped of your wives, and we can compare and contrast.
I'll even bring mine.
You have a birth video?
Yeah.
They had video back when you were born?
Edison
drawn on the side of a cave.
Can you imagine how surly Reiner was when he had to exit that warm, comfortable womb?
Would our wives be upset if we would bring those up and we could show each other? Just each other, though. We're not going to bring them to...
ticket stock?
Yeah, we're not going to put them... what did you do that one night when you showed that movie?
Round
up
table?
The studio movie grill.
The grill, yeah. And we're not going to do one of those where Reiner has a big talk about it.
Why don't you have a 50-foot screen behind the Time Oysters at ticket stock?
And here's my wife's beef.
I'm only doing it if Reiner will provide some context prior to the showing with like a 30-minute talk.
Because I'd show you, because I think you've got to show your buddies that, just so they know the real wife. Because everybody looks at each other's wife going, you know, and you think.
But if you saw... If I tried to do it.
What?
I'd rather see the conception video.
What would happen?
Show them what I would get, psycho. I went home and said, hey, I'm thinking about taking the birth video up there for everybody to see.
Show the dudes, my boys.
God, Michael.
You really God, be upset at
Michael.
That?
Do you have the birth video? For real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why do you guys tape that?
God, Michael.
I don't want to see me being born.
I stayed north of the border.
I don't want to see me unhatched.
Well, yeah, I stayed north of the border, too.
That's me.
You weren't telling the doctor to move over a little
bit? What if
bit?
You have a, what you if your wife shot? Has a C-section? Do you still tape that?
No, cool? They only let you bring a still photo camera in there.
Oh, you can't bring a motion picture?
They won't let you bring a video camera in there. I don't know why.
What?
For a C-section?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went through.
They own the copyrights to it, and they won't give out footage.
You know why they don't do that, don't you?
I don't.
Little
in case
C-stats
they screw up, they don't want evidence.
No highlight, so? Right?
Yeah.
Well, why would they have screw up over a natural
there's
birth?
A little bit.
Isn't a C-section like Han Solo with the lightsaber and the tauntaun? He just kind of pulls across. And
pretty much,
all
yeah.
All comes back to Star Wars.
Rose.
Cameron Diaz is 32.
A little overrated, too.
Girl mouth.
Way overrated.
Yeah, she's a root.
I bet she
How about
stinks.
That?
I never realized.
Girl mouth.
How bad? These things? No.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's good, man.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Bob. Ben Jones is 63.
Cooter.
Pardon me?
We already passed the birth video, Greg. You don't need to stay on that subject.
Lisa Ling is 31. Crazy Cooter from Dukes.
I did not know that, but now I do.
Mickey Moody is 54.
Of the Blues.
Who's Lisa Ling? Wasn't she on Ally McBeal?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
That
yeah.
was Lucy Liu.
Oh. Oh, Lisa Ling was The View.
She was on The View.
Oh, she was on The View
on your favorite show.
Yeah.
Then she moved on to
Walk
National
City?
Geographic Explorer.
And Mickey, she was replaced by Tina Hasselbeck?
Yeah.
And, Dave, do you know who Kitty Wells is?
I do.
Oh, does he ever?
She's
no!
85.
She's the queen of country music.
85?
You like her, Psycho?
Yes, I do. I like her.
She's right in my wheelhouse.
Didn't take from God that created honky tonk angels.
All right, here's some spares. Spare birthday. Hey! Brought to you by
Oi,
the Cobra.
Pop salad.
Coy Bacon, 62.
Coy?
Wasn't he a original member of the Fearsome Foursome?
Spare.
Wasn't he an original member of the Fearsome Foursome?
No, he wasn't an original, but he wasn't exactly a spare.
Well, he was a member.
He was
related to Kevin Bacon?
Right, who was it? It was Deacon Jones, Rosie Greer, Merlin Olsen,
and Lamar Lundy.
But then didn't Coy Bacon?
Yeah, Coy Bacon came shortly after that.
He replaced Rosie Greer, right?
I think so.
Did Coy replaced Bo or
Vance? Vance replaced Bo, and Coy replaced Luke. Trey Johnson, 33.
Singer of sorta.
Just a race for that line.
Ricky,
it was a race.
Sanders,
I won.
You did.
42.
Great running back. Retired a little too early.
Redskins.
That's Barry.
Part of the fun bunch.
And then this would not be a spare, but Lou sends in, could you add this man to your birthday list? Larry Gilbert. And
Gilbert.
Now, I don't know how he's related to Lou, but Larry Gilbert, excuse me, an Iwo Jima survivor had a birthday yesterday, so I don't know how old he is, but he was there at Iwo Jima. So props to him, and happy birthday. That would make you, what, a minimum of 80, right?
Yeah, not that old. Not that special.
Out of the demo.
Call me when he gets to 100.
In fact, I'm not sure there is a demo that harnesses the 80-year-old, but...
No? Nobody cares about him, huh?
The 75 to 84 demographic. Very few people brag about that one.
Isn't that Main Street Radio?
Sucks. But anyway, happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to him.
You know, the guy survived Iwo Jima. Let's cut him a little slack.
I'm just talking the general 80-year-old, not him.
Oh.
That dude's greatness.
Yeah.
You know. Relatively.
Would you stop it?
Born on this day, now dead, Shirley Booth and Fred McMurray.
Hazel. Stephen Douglas.
Stop what?
My three sons.
Your yummy noises.
And dead on this day, still dead, Charles Bronson.
Oh, wow. Greatness. When did he die? Dead? Last year? A year ago?
No, 2003.
That was a year ago.
Tyler?
Well, see you later.
That's why today doesn't suck.
All right, you hit your quota for ums for the day.
Well, don't we have a crackback alarm that minimizes that?
Yeah, we do.
And let me just say, it's very nice to see nobody really wanted to talk about Fred McMurray. All right, see ya.
Why, is he from Cleveland?
Nah. 312 on the ticket.